How do you draw the boundary lines of an invisible kingdom? How do you know when you're in it or near it? Good morning and welcome to Listening to Jesus. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian. When Jesus selected and sent out the 12 apostles two by two, here's what he told them. Those 12 apostles Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food." That's Matthew 10, verses 5 to 10 in the ESV. Jesus gave his apostles very clear instructions about where they were to go and not go, and what they were to say. They were sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and not to the Gentiles or Samaritans. Does Jesus just not like Samaritans? Did he not want them to receive salvation? Of course we know that's not true. Jesus spoke to the woman at the well and brought salvation to her whole village in John 4. But the gospel is first for the Jews and then for the Gentiles, and salvation was announced first to the people of Israel, who had received the promises and the prophets, and then it went to the nations. Jesus told them to announce the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yet this kingdom is an invisible kingdom. As Jesus would tell Pilate later, "My kingdom is not of this world." So how can it be at hand? The kingdom is where the king reigns, in power and love to save his own. Is his kingdom reigning in your heart and life? Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Find us online at ForestHillPCA.org, ForestHillPCA.org, or Facebook.com/ForestHillPCA.